Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell, and we're looking at making marriage great and really trying to guide men in this conversation, hoping to help you men to love and cherish your wives in a way that is better for your wife, better for you, better for our community and our culture. And part of that is really helping us to grow spiritually, looking at our spiritual health. And that's what we've been looking at. And I want to look at one aspect of our spiritual health, and that is faith. And I want to look at it in particular from Hebrews chapter 11. And chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as the great faith chapter. And it has a verse right near the beginning of it, verse 6, that I want to sort of park on. So let's take a look at that and read it. And it says this: "And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." And so in the midst of talking about the great men of faith, we have this one verse. And it's a verse thrown out there for us, right? How do we please God? We please God by walking in faith. We please God by seeking him, by drawing near to him. This is what is pleasing to God. Without faith, you can't do it. Faith is a gift from God. But what we do with that faith, well, that's on us. That's on us. We're to grow it. We're to mature it. We're to exercise it. We're to walk in it. We're to celebrate in it. We're to mourn in it, weep in it. How are we walking by faith? So I want to encourage us to think this through in our life, in our marriage. If you're in a difficult position, maybe even a broken marriage, one that's been divorced, you've been divorced, or you're in a relationship where you're starting to think divorce is the only way, I want to ask you about your faith. And then for men who think they have a pretty good marriage, or maybe it's a little rocky here and there, but for the most part, it's pretty good, to back up and also take a peek at yourself through the lens of faith. How faithful are you? So men, we're not very faithful. We make lots of promises. We say things without realizing that others around us are taking that as a promise. Or we think we say something, but then we really don't say it. We don't articulate it the way we thought we did. You know, as I deal with people, all types of people, whether it's work-related, whether it's in the ministry, missions, or families, in husband-wife relationships, in parent-children relationships, I see this all the time. One person believes they said X, Y, Z, another person heard A, B, C. Or one person said something and the other person heard it as a promise, right? So here's the reality. We are terrible. If it's about our faithfulness, we are in a lot of trouble. God is faithful. But the interesting thing is that he's given us faith so that we can please him. By faith, we please God. For it is impossible, it says in God's word, to please God without faith. So we must draw near to him, believing and knowing that he is there, having faith that God exists, that he is real, that he is the creator of marriage, and that marriage is awesome, that marriage is intended for our joy and for our happiness in a godly way, and for this whole thing of showing a picture of the great gospel of God, that he is faithful, that he is coming back, that Jesus Christ is the groom coming back for his bride. God is faithful. That's the thing. So how faithful are we? Well, we're not, but we need to try to be more faithful. Faithful in telling our wives that we love them. Finding out their love language so we speak it and we can tell them that we love them in their language, not just ours. How are we really helping our wife to know that they are totally loved? With so many people walking away from marriages, so many people walking away from relationships, so many people burning others, how do we reinforce in our marriage and with our wife that that's not us? I am not going to quit. I am not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you. I have my eyes on Jesus. I'm trying to walk with God. I'm trying to be a faithful man of God, a faithful husband to you. And I think we just need to articulate those kind of things to our wives constantly because of the culture we live in. So I hope I'm encouraging you guys. I hope this is good. Look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow morning. God bless you. Praying for you.